Next patient is Nora Garcia Bonilla. That is Nora, N-O-R-A, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, G as in George. Bonilla is B, B as in boy, B-O-N-I-L-L-A. Nora Garcia Bonilla. Date of consultation was 12/19/24. And date of birth is 10/22/39. Please make copy for the island doctors. Doctor Asinia, the Benny Brenda Liz Asinio. Let me spell it. B-R-E-N-D-A-L-I-Z. Brenda Liz. B-R-E-N-D-A-L-I-Z. Asinio is A-S-E-N-C-I-O. A-S-E-N-C-I-O. M-D. Okay. Next paragraph, chief complaint was shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is an 85-year-old lady who has had the history for persistent cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath with exertion, has previously been treated for recurrent bronchitis and had a chest x-ray done in November 24. November 26, 24. The patient's chest x-ray showed diffuse interstitial lung disease with no acute infiltrates. The patient had a CT chest done on 11/18/24, which showed treen but nodularity in the right lower lobe and anterior right lower lobe, as well as nodular consolidation in the right middle lobe, measuring up to 11 millimeters. There was also peribronchial thickening and nodularity in the lingula, and the findings were consistent with an infectious or inflammatory etiology. Coronary artery calcifications, period. The patient has some wheezing, she denies fever, so chills, night sweats, and denies any hemoptysis or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is for hypertension and history of gastroesophageal reflux disease and history for anemia of chronic disease. She has also had hypolipidemia and prior history of pneumonia. There's no prior history of TB or fungal disease, period. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking and no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had allergies and died suddenly. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs BRN, Advair disc, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Coreg, 3.125 milligrams BID. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Zetia, 10 milligrams a day. And fenofibrate, 160 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has shortness of breath, occasional cough, no wheezing, denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleed. She has no chest or jaw pain, calf muscle pains, or palpitations, no leg edema, denies depression or anxiety. She has no fatigue and denies weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo or hoarseness, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no easy bruising or enlarged glands, denies joint pains or muscle aches, denies headaches, seizures, but has memory loss. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 138 by 70, pulse is 76, respiration is 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 120 pounds, saturation 96. Itchy and non-sphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thorough enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with scattered coarse wheezes in the upper lung fields with occasional crackles in the left mid-chest. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, as soon as 2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is possible atypical mycobacterial disease. And number 3 is interstitial lung disease. Number 4 is anemia of chronic disease. Number 5 is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And she was also advised to get a sputum for culture and for AFB stain and culture. She was placed on Zithromax 500 milligrams daily for 5 days. Continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. She would need a bronchoscopy to evaluate her for atypical mycobacterial infections and or malignancy. And this will be scheduled after initial tests are completed, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Asenio. Thank you, Stock. This is a